This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Consignment Heroes, heard Sunday afternoons at 1 on Zoomer Radio. How to sell your stuff. How to get rid of stuff. Paul Kenny and his son Bogart from Storage Wars Canada are about to unlock the secrets to stuff on Zoomer Radio. What sort of value do they put on your stuff? That depends on how well you sell it. As we begin taking your calls on Consignment Heroes, the one-hour phone-in show all about stuff.
Good morning and welcome to Consignment Heroes. We're here live down here at the Zoomerplex taking your phone calls, and this show is all about stuff. Your stuff, our stuff, everywhere stuff, or it's items. Stuff or items, I don't know. We've been going over this debate, this year-long debate. Is it a stuff or is it an item? What do you have? Is it a stuff or an item? This show is all about call-ins. It's all about your items. It's all about values, appraisals. What have you gotten? What did you buy it for? What are you going to sell it for? What can come of what you own? It can come from anything, really. We're talking about furniture, video games, old toys, signs, art, pottery, silver, costume jewelry. You know, if you are new to the show and you haven't listened for, you know, ever, and you're just starting to tune in now, this is what we do. This is all about stuff.
If you are new to the show, that means you have never listened to the show.
Yeah, well,
you are going to get the phone number.
What if you could have caught a glimpse of it when you're flipping through the channels, but now you're here to stay because this is Consignment Heroes. We're here live at 11 a.m. in the morning.
You know we're on radio, right?
No.
You can't get a glimpse of radio.
You can if you try. If you look hard enough, you can. We are live here from 11 to 12, and we are taking phone calls all about stuff. It can be your stuff. It can be someone else's stuff. It can be our stuff. Even if you want to debate a price of what we can say, what it is, we'd love to talk about it. Right now, you can call us. We are live. We are here at the Zoomerplex. The number right now is 416-360-0740. We say at the top of every show, at the middle of every show, at the end of every show, get a pen, get a paper. Even if it's at the end of the show and you want to tune in next week, write the number down. The number is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. We know that it is very nice weather out right now, but if you are sitting on your porch listening to us, or if you're sitting outside, or even if you're inside listening to us, we'd love to hear from you. It could be about anything we're talking about.
Look at the story.
What story?
You're finally going to let me talk, eh?
Oh, you want to do that? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you have to wish people a happy Canada Day.
That's not Canada yet, but okay.
It will be tomorrow.
Happy long weekend with Canada
Day. We're going to be talking about Canada Day collectibles. We're going to be talking about the gold and silver prices. We're going to be talking about, you know, that we're back on OLN again. Last night I watched us and, you know, we had the doppelgangers when they had people look just like us or seemed just like us. Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty funny. But we're on Netflix and we're on OLN. And we're around the world in about 140 different countries in many different languages. And we're also on Vision TV. I hear we did a show a couple of weeks ago that they aired about.
You hear?
I hear.
You were there.
I know I was there when we filmed it, but I didn't know when it was airing. And I don't know when the other one's airing. As soon as I find out, because we did two of them, I'm going to tell you the folks about it. Because it was a good show where people brought items in, unusual items, and got prices for them. And you know what was really cool is that some of the items sold at the show while we were doing it. That's what we do. We find we're not just a show of information. We're actually a show of helping you move your stuff along. Like if you've got a whole household, it's hard sometimes. It's a stressful time when you say, I want to get rid of my collection or I have to downsize or I want to move to a smaller place and I just have no room for all these items.
You know, there's so many people that are sitting there and like, yeah, you know, these guys on the radio keep talking about downsizing, getting rid of their stuff. Well, you know what? There's never a better time than now. You know, you can plan for it. You can always say, yeah, I'm going to get rid of it in a year. I can get rid of it in 6 months. But then 6 months comes and something comes up. You know, Whatever. You want to buy a car. You have to sell a car. You want to buy a house. You have to sell the house. You get another. Something happens that you can't get to that point where you want to be.
It's never too late to procrastinate.
Never. Don't get that. But okay. You can always procrastinate.
Okay.
So, but there's never a good time to get to it. So right now, even if you're sitting there, you know what? I've been planning this for the last 5 years. Finally, let's do this. Yeah. So,
and we help you along with that because a lot. This is what we're going to talk a little bit about today. Tomorrow's Canada Day. And everyone remembers those 1867 dollar bills where everyone collected them or they gave them away as presents. It's only a dollar. And the government just loved printing them because they knew they'd never be cashed in. It was like selling pieces of paper for a dollar that wasn't very big.
Yeah, but you could redeem it for a dollar at the time.
You could, but the idea that 40 years later, it's worth, we sell these for $4 and we buy them for $1.75.
Yeah, but you know, you're also talking about silver dollars.
When I know, those silver dollars are different.
No, I know, but I'm saying people are sitting there and they're like, well, why does a silver dollar have $1 in value?
No, it doesn't. A silver dollar worth about $10.20.
Yes, it did have $1 value before.
Because silver at the time was $1 an ounce.
That's why I'm
and
saying
these
a lot of
0.6 of an ounce.
Yeah, so a lot of people didn't understand that because they're like, well, you know, if you can get $11 for a dollar, when was that dollar ever worth a dollar?
Yeah.
It's because silver was worth a lot less back then.
Yes.
And that's why when they were able to print them, that they were
mint
actually
them.
Mint, same thing.
Yeah, no, okay.
Who's you know, there's a couple letters missing. But that's the difference because now it has gone up so much in value because precious metals has changed in value.
Yes. But that's the big thing. There's 0.6 of an ounce. We're going to go later on in the show, and all your dollars before 1967 are made of 80% silver. So there's 0.6 of an ounce. And same amount of silver in 10 dimes as there is in 4 quarters, as there is in 2 halves, and in $1. That a lot of people don't know that. That's when our money was backed by the silver. But what happened was in 1967, the price of silver kept on going up, and they found out that it cost more to mint these dollars than they were getting, so they had to take the silver out of them.
Yeah.
But I should say, people have British coins at home. Before 1946, they were 50% silver. Before 1964, American coin was 50% silver. And like I said, we're going to talk about this because, okay, this week, you know those Raptors gear from winning the We the North from the championship? I heard the hats were selling for $60 to $80 if you could get one. On Kijiji, they're selling for $250.
Yeah, because there was a limited amount.
No, because it's just so much hype. You not think if they're getting $60 for $4 worth of cloth, that they're not going to make these as long as they keep on getting orders?
Because they want it to seem like it's a limited edition of something.
Okay.
Because then you can sell them for $80.
You're very young. I thought I taught you better.
Well, okay. I'm just saying.
But no, but what my point here is, and we're going to get to the calls in a minute, but my point here is with the Raptors, this hype, enjoy it. If you're buying a hat for $250, you're buying for $250, you're not buying as an investment, okay? That's not it. You are buying because you enjoy the Raptors, you love what they did. But it's going to be a future $20 item at a garage sale.
Yeah,
or $10.
But you're not always like this. I can speak on behalf of a lot of the listeners. You're not always buying things as an investment.
I know
you are, but I'm saying at the time, it's like, you know what? I just need this teapot because I have people coming over and I got to serve tea. Sometimes it's that simple.
You sold a teapot this week for $400.
See, why do you do this? Like, I'm trying to talk to people about, like, you know, if you have an item and you, like, if you first purchased it for its actual purpose.
Yes.
Of like serving tea. Well, no, you buy everything just to make a dollar off of it. When some people are trying to be like, you know what? I actually needed this for tea. I actually needed to drink with this. I actually needed this fire hydrant. Like that's rare, but you never know. Like you need a fire hydrant.
To the calls. Okay. And then we're going to go. I have more to this story. After a couple of calls.
Which story?
The story I'm on. It's about to become a rant.
You're not on a story. You're on a rant. But if you do want to call in, our phone lines are a little bit tied up. But if you do want to call in, as we go through phone calls, they'll free up. The number right now to contact us live until about 12 o'clock, the number is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740, and that is the number to contact us live now.
For all the speed writers.
We'll give you the numbers to our store and address a little bit later as people ask questions. So we're going to go to Anvil and John, or is it John and Anvil? It's John and Guelph.
Hi.
He's got an anvil.
I have an anvil I inherited from my father, and I'm in the process of doing some downsizing. I've cleaned it up a little bit. It's got an engraving on it, Queen's Dudley, and another engraving on the other side, which my research tells me means it's 236 pounds.
Wow, these are both reasons not... One reason is not to buy it. Bogart's not going to like this anvil at all. Okay. Wow. Now, how old is it, do you know? When was the company in business?
My father and his brothers had a sawmill, and they had a blacksmith shop there. And this is back in the 1950s, so it predates that. But beyond that, I don't know. Dad's long gone. No way to find out.
Wow. I'm not normally in the anvil business, but holy cow, anvils go for a lot of money.
Well, that's what my research tells me. My wife tells me I'll pay you $25 to take it away, but...
No. A person's got a second opinion. We're going to talk about second opinions later on the show. Now, that the first opinion the person gave you at $25 to take it away, you didn't use that advice, did you? Good. No, but it's amazing how people will do that. They'll try that. We had a guy, like I said, I talked a couple of weeks ago, and we were cleaning out a house, and a guy comes in and offers us $50 for a $1,000 stereo that he was willing to take away for us, you know. Yeah. Anvils, I'm in shock. There's an anvil here for $22,000. Wow. There's one here. There's two of them. There's one $15,000. I don't know what they weigh, but this is 717 pounds. It costs you this much to move. It's like buying a safe. It costs you as much to move the safe sometimes as they're worth. I'd have to look this. But now, who company did you say it was?
The engraving on it is Queen's Dudley. It's in England. Or Dudley Queens, pardon me. So near Queens and Village of Dudley or something like that.
Yeah. And okay, so someone, they made this anvil and they transport it across the ocean. Someone really liked it a lot. I'm willing to be, now there's two ways people would use this. One's as a garden ornament, because they know people aren't going to steal it. There must be a large collector. I mean, they were going to use them or collect anvils. I can't how many you could have of these before your wife starts saying, hey, don't do this anymore. Okay. I'm going to look up Dudley. I don't know this one. It's just not, I mean, I guess it usually takes a little longer in the show to stump me. One anvil Dudley is $23,848.
Okay, hold on. Let me go straight. Okay. So someone goes out one day, is like, you know what, I'm going to buy an anvil. And then they have to come up with $23,000 for an anvil.
No, it's just, sorry, that's only 18,000 US.
Only 18,000. Okay.
There must be a reason. I mean, unless this person just, there's only one for sale on the net right now. There is one. It's $18,250.
Yeah, because you can't ship it.
No, yes, you can ship anything. We can ship anything.
An anvil.
Yes.
Yeah, you need its own transport truck for it.
Yes. Anything can be shipped, okay? A lot of people, they'll say, I don't buy because I can't. It's harder to ship.
But harder. That's a good term for it.
But on something like this, this one's 200 years old, it says here, so I don't have to look up the company right away. This is only a small one.
A small anvil.
Small anvil.
Typically, when you talk about anvils,
don't take the 20. You know something. Call us. I want to take this project on. I'm sure we can sell it. But the thing is with this, to get the high price, you got to use the time and effort to try and sell for the money. I'm glad you didn't take the $50. He wants you to pay him $50, or is he going to pay you?
No. This was just my wife saying she would pay me $25 to get rid of it.
Oh, well, okay. My wife's the same thing. She just as soon just throw the stuff out and sell it. Hope she's not listening right now. On this here, I mean, even if someone's got it for $18,000, you might be able to sell for $15,000, $14,000, $13,000. Whatever the number is, you're going to be a happy camper. Much better than $50. It's going to change your day anyway. But it was going to take a little bit of investigating, putting it online. This is one of those items we buy from Toronto and we sell to the world. And I say we sell to the world because the world has more money. Okay? Someone with $18,000 is going to sell. And that's $23,000 Canadian, by the way. Now it'll cost us about $1,000 to ship it, and it's I would like you to give your number. I'm going to have you hang on and give your number, if you don't mind, to our producer, because I'd like to talk to you about this later on in the week. This is the type of item we might use on our show. I don't have to lift it. Bogart's not is grimacing right now. But I don't lift anything. I just sell stuff. But this would be great. I'm going to hold on the line. Give you, if you don't mind, give your number to our producer, and I'm going to call you back later on. How's that?
Thank you very much.
See how we can do here. Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you,
but no thank you, because I really don't want to be lifting that.
You'll have help. Don't worry. Come on, next call.
How do I have help with that?
You're good. Next call.
We're going to go to Mary in Oakville.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
How you doing?
I really get upset if I can't hear you on Sunday morning. So my father was a medic at Vimy Ridge.
Wow. Okay.
That's crazy.
And I've got maps and I've got stuff from there and medals, his medals, probably lots of the same, but I don't know what to do with them.
Okay. Now there's two things I'm going to say right away here. Even if just, I always get this part out first. Tell the story. You said Vimy Ridge, whatever you can remember about it, there might be some history that's already published and stuff, but whatever you can get on this, copy it down. Even if you don't sell it to me or whatever, if you're going to hand it down, or we can help you come up with a value on it. I don't mind that as well. But start copying down, tell the story, okay? Because if you're handing it off to family, you want them to know this.
No, I'm not handing it off
okay.
to family.
Okay.
I don't have family to hand it off to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Now, even now, you can copy down some of the story because it'll help us coming up with a value on it. Now, if you've got maps, medals, anything to do with Vimy Ridge, which was iconic in Canadian history, on and there's even if there's two things that will happen. You can either sell it or, and if you're donating it, make sure you get the proper credits for it, okay?
Yeah,
and,
but don't go to your, I donate it too.
Well, see, here's the thing: is that you're going to have to make a decision. But let's come up with what we come up with a value first, so then you know what you're giving away. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Now this is where it's important, and even if I'm not doing it, but know what you're giving away, because a lot of times if you donate to things like you don't donate to the ROM or things like that, they'll take it. Yeah, and then they're going to sell it off later. You know, and what you want to do is you want to give it to some place that it's going to be appreciated.
Yeah, it might not get its credibility that it should have.
Yeah, no. But, and some of the Legion Halls say, yeah, they'll take it, and then they'll just sell it to the next roadshow that comes through town for no money. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want this to, I don't want this to happen. We as a company do not, absolutely do not melt medals. We believe that people gave their lives and they gave the ultimate sacrifice during the war, and we want to respect this. And we want to make sure the stuff ends up in a collector's hands is almost as good because he appreciates it. Maybe he's going to buy and sell it later, but he's collecting right now. You don't want going to some basement where it never sees the light of day for the next 60 years again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my thinking on this. So on this here, again, I'd like to talk to you later on. You can call my store, and because if you're in just the West End, Oakville. Yeah, that's almost Toronto.
Hold on, I have a question, though. Like, why wouldn't you be able to watch our show? You said you get upset if you couldn't listen to our show. Why wouldn't
you
be able to?
It's so good.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you be able to listen to it? I'm curious.
If there's a power outage.
Other things intervene.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, wait.
No, you know we have podcasting. You can podcast us. You can in the city of Toronto, you can get us on AM 740 or FM signals 96.7. Or we podcast, I think it's a couple days later.
Yeah, we'll go.
Or they can see us by going to your computer.
I'll explain it later because you're going to confuse a lot of listeners right now. But yeah,
okay.
So if there's many ways. So if you don't,
okay.
You know, if you can't
yeah.
catch us.
Yeah.
But.
Anyway, thank you for...
Call me. I would be glad to help you with a little bit of information so you can proceed in the way that makes you the happiest.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you've got the maps, don't, and I think it should be sold as its entirety.
Yeah.
Don't cherry pick parts off.
Okay.
Because each piece will add to a bigger total. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Right. But
if you do want to call us at the store, the number is 905-737-4653. We'll get that number again later in the show. And the address for our store is 10341 Yonge Street, unit number 2. We'll go over that a few more times throughout the show so you don't miss out on that. But right now, if you do want to call us live, our phone numbers are open, more or less. The number to reach us right now is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And more of your phone calls when we come back.
The following is a paid program.
Your collection of old coins is worth exactly what someone is willing to pay for it. The highest paid prices for old silver coins and gold jewelry are at Toronto Gold, Silver, and Coins. So the only number you should have in your head is this one. 905-737-GOLD. Toronto Gold, Silver, and Coins buys and sells. So what does a bar of bullion go for these days? Wrong question. What's it going for right now? For up-to-the-minute prices, call 905-737-GOLD.
Watching Sam at work, you're reminded of Mom's home cooking. Make it from scratch, never from a box. Mom would always say that. Having cabinets built by New Generation is a lot like that. Because when you love what you do as much as Sam does, and you're as good at it as Sam is, would you serve your family prefab? New Generation Kitchens and Bathrooms of Guelph. Made with love. From scratch. Call 519-836-8300 and meet Sam at his family-run factory.
Zoomer Hits, FM 96.7 in downtown Toronto.
Welcome back to Consignment Heroes. We're here live on this beautiful Sunday morning. Well, getting close to the afternoon. We're here at the Zoomerplex taking your phone calls all about stuff or items, about your stuff, our stuff, everywhere stuff. That's our show. That's what we do. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But if you do want to call in, where this show is all about items / stuff. It can be lounge furniture, it can be coins, gold, silver, stamps, hubcaps, art signs, old comics, furniture, old toys. The list goes on. Cups, saucers, dishes, doorstops, whatever. I we just heard about an anvil that'd be worth $23,000. An anvil could be used as a doorstop if you want. You can call it a doorstop. It's a unique doorstop.
That door is staying open forever.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That will stop that door. I can promise you that. But if you do want to call in, our phone lines are open right now until about 12 o'clock. We know it's a busy day. As also the last listener was saying that, you know, things get in the way. You can also listen the replay of us live on the Zoomer website. So if you go to zoomer.ca and you just go to live stream or the live streaming or the podcast that was previously played and just go to Consignment Heroes and you can view all the past, I think up to like a year or 2 years, whenever we started.
Yeah.
And you can listen to us. It won't be live, obviously. It's going to be a replay, but you can listen to us. Well, I don't know. Sometimes you can also click a live link to listen to whoever's live in the studio at the time too.
Okay.
So there's a lot of venues to, you know, listen to us. So, but if you want to contact us live, we'll be live for about half an hour. The number is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And we're going to go to Michael in Burlington. Hey, Michael.
Good morning.
Morning. Welcome
Happy
to the show.
Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day tomorrow.
I inherited 8 books from the 16 and 1700s.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, they're in very good shape. This was part of a grandfather's collection who was European born. I have no idea how to dispose of them.
No, you don't dispose of, no, okay. Yeah, no, okay. You want to sell them.
I would like to sell them.
Yes. We can help you with this. Where were they printed? North America? Probably they'd be printed in England?
Yeah, London, maybe two in Germany.
Okay. Now, it'll all depend how they're illustrated, what the titles are, and what people are collecting, okay?
Right.
And it depends if they're fiction or nonfiction. Depends on the subject matter. Medical books, the 16th and 17th and 18th century are very valuable generally, as long as they're not generalist books.
Okay.
If they're specific, we've sold them up to $5,000-$6,000 on, and the way this, and this is where I give a little bit of knowledge of just helping people along. Sometimes you can go to a site on, you can call us up and you, or you can go, don't use eBay on something like that because it's a very thin market. But a site like ABE, A, like in Albert, B, like in Brian, E, like in Edward.
Okay.
Books. And then you can go to your book, and then what you can go and see what other people are selling them at. Okay, but you have to get the exact one. Now, this we can help you do find out the exact books. We can do the start work for you. But sometimes you can find out there. It generally has millions of books on the site, and it will give you what people are selling it for. Now, if a book is only $30 and the shipping is $20, it's going to be hard to sell, and then generally you need to have a large base. But if your books are out of the 16th, 17th century, or 18th century, depending on the title and the condition and what edition it is, that's your best. Or you can bring it into our store, and we can do the work there for you.
That would be great.
Okay, now, because without going into all the individual types. Now, but on the other hand, books that are in the last 20 years, your coffee table books that are sold in the big box stores, generally are what we don't want. Your books are more collectible and probably might have some value. We sold a Bible for $5,000.
Right.
Okay. So this is where there are people collecting. There are still educated. I consider people educated because the young kids don't read. They'll read their phone, but they'll never read a book.
You just pointed at me and said, I'm young. I'm an old man.
They didn't see me pointing at you. But no, your stuff with your items, I'm not going to call those stuff. I'm going to call your items are probably worth investigating, and you should find out what they're worth one way or the other. Okay. And we can take them on consignment. We can sell them for you. And if they have to be donated, then you can find out what value you're going to get back on, okay?
Well, that's
as a credit.
That's very welcome news. May I ask a second question?
Sure.
Not quite related, but I have a box of baseballs, Rowling baseballs from 1994, marked for the World Series that never happened.
Okay.
I don't know if you've dealt with these before.
Yes.
I have no idea what the value are. They're absolutely in mint condition in the box, which is also mint.
Okay. These are called phantoms.
Okay.
They actually print tickets for a World Series before it happens.
Yeah.
And they'll print the balls because they want to have stuff pre-done. Not like they did with the Raptor thing where no one expected the response. If the Major League Baseball had done this, they would have had everything pre-printed for it ahead of time.
Okay.
But in this case here, phantoms do sell, and people will, they do not for the same price as the actual World Series balls, but people will use them for signatures, for their favorite players who are supposed to be on those teams, that kind of item. So they'll sell $10-$15. They're not a lot.
You mean each?
Yeah. And, but it's mainly for someone who wants to get them signed, or say that, Winfield's coming to town. They want to put him on the ball. He retired, you know, just say, here's your last year or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's how these stuff gets used. It's not, no value. Don't go out and play, you know, don't give them to the neighborhood kids. Okay.
Very informative. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I know the number to the store, so I will call on Tuesday.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Be well.
Thank you.
Yeah, what? You can still give those, like, give it to the neighborhood kids to play
you
with.
Could, no,
it could be memorable.
It's better to sell the balls for $150 and give them stuff. You can go out and buy the other
this
stuff.
This is your perspective of, yeah, you can always make money on
something. No. My point is, sometimes rather than give something to, I say, give it to Sally Ann, and you give them a cup and saucer that they're going to sell for $10 or $250, it's better to sell it for $250 and give them $250. They'd rather have the cash. No one ever argues with cash. And if you've got four kids, cash is one of the easiest things to divide up. All you need is a calculator and the cash in front of you. You can do it. Let's go to Rick.
You just said cup and salsa.
Did I say cup
you and salsa? You said it with an Irish accent.
Sorry. Okay.
Cup and salsa.
I'm Irish. Okay.
We're going to go to Rick. Hey, Rick.
Yes, hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Working hard.
Doing great. Always working out. I wanted to wish everybody a happy long weekend, and tomorrow, happy Canada Day. Hope you have a great one.
Yes, I'm going to be going out to Peterborough tomorrow to visit an old friend.
Wow.
And myself, nice. We're going to make it a family. I'm actually taking the whole day off, much to my wife's insistence. Oh, I'm taking the whole day off. But today, it's like, what a beautiful day. You're not out of Aberfoyle today.
Not today. Today I'm sort of all over the place, and I'm downtown presently because somebody wants to see a condo, so I'm down here to show them a condo. But at any rate, I just wanted to remind everybody that with the weather getting that has gotten better, and that the market has really, really improved over last year, and that the things are selling for more money than we were even thinking. So
good.
It's a great time if people want to think about listing their home. It's a great time to give us a call. We can come in, give them a free appraisal on the property, even as a second opinion. It's always important because I know that sometimes people aren't quite sure what to do. And we, you know, if they haven't bought or sold a property in 40, 50 years, we don't want them being taken advantage of because they're just not sure. And we don't want them underselling their property, especially in today's market.
Mm-hmm.
Things have increased, and, you know, you want someone there that knows what they're talking about and will give you a proper and more accurate evaluation on your property.
Yes. And I want to point out for disclosure, we work a lot with Rick here to clean up properties and get them ready for sale. We take the stress
Correct.
Out. Rick, you take the stress out of selling the property. We take the stress out of getting the property ready to be sold. And we, you know, some
Absolutely.
Part of it. People don't understand. We actually empathize with you that we know it's hard to make that decision to shrink down and to get
yeah.
rid of your collection or things that you've been with you for 40 years. But some of
right.
it just has to be done, and we all need that little kick in the rear end to get us going some. We know it's the right thing. We just can't, you know, it's like I said, what I say earlier in the show, it's never too late to procrastinate, you know. And but you got to. You gotta, sometimes it's got what has to be done. And I know it's stressful. We try and take the stress out of it. Plus, we end up getting you more money for stuff. We're going to talk about this, but the show has zipped along so fast. The stuff, I've actually prepared stuff today because I thought it was going to be a little bit slower. We've been busy most of the day today
right,
with phone
right.
calls and stuff, but I'm sure that people, they just got to say, you know, I'm going to sell this house, or even if you're going to do it in the fall, which, you know, it's better
well,
if you use the time.
That's just it. I mean, even if you're not thinking about it today and you're looking down the road at some point, it could be a month from now, 2 months from now, it could be a year from now. It's important to maybe start thinking about it now, get on top of it. And with us, when we come in and evaluate your property, it doesn't just stop there. We continue to monitor the value of your property so that we'll give you weekly, monthly, you know, every couple of months update to let you know where you stand so that we can sort of advise. You know, maybe we're seeing a downturn coming, so maybe now you should sell it as opposed to waiting. So there's a lot of helpful advice we can give people. And, of course, you're right. They're stressed out. They're overwhelmed maybe. They're not sure what they want to do. And you can come in and help them out with that as well because it's something that they've grown attached to all these items over all the years, and it's not something that they just want to part with just yet. But when it's necessary, then we're out there to help them and take the stress
yeah.
out of it.
Well, it's like their kids. When your kids are saying sell, 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 and they all have a better way of doing something. Leave
For
it
sure.
with the professionals.
Right.
Boca and I are professionals. What we do, you're a professional.
Right.
Leave it with the professionals. And what's your professional number?
416-258-3972.
Or you can call us at 905-737. See how slow I'm doing this? 4653. And because we can start the process going. And this is what people have to do. I know it's tough, but we're not ogres. We're here to help. We're here to take the stress out of it. We are here to help. Thanks, Rick. I know you're busy. You just said you had to do some other stuff. But this is I wish I was at Aberfoyle today. Such a beautiful day out.
It is a beautiful day.
I'll talk to you later. Thank you, Rick.
Have a great day. Thanks.
You too. Bye.
Rick's always a nice thing to have on where he's like, yeah, you know what? I can just sell your house for you. Don't worry about it. I got you. I can get rid of your house. That's always nice.
No, but that's important. Once you made the decision, now you've got in your mind, you want it to sell. When you get to that point, you don't want to be waiting 6 months to do it. You want to have people doing who know what they are doing. Okay? You don't want your neighbors, cousins, son-in-law doing this for you.
What if they're a real estate agent?
Even if they're... Okay.
you never thought of that one, did you?
I didn't. Never.
Chances
and
slim,
probably
but,
wouldn't unless you told me right then. Okay.
If you do want to call in, we are taking your phone calls live right now at the Zoomerplex. All about stuff. Your stuff, our stuff, everywhere stuff. Pottery, silver, custom jewelry, coin stamps, hubcaps, you know, anything that's in your basement, anything that's in your garage, everything that's in your room. What's there has value, typically. You know, again, the anvil, I'm not going to get over, because the anvil for $23,000,
No, you haven't heard. After the break, I'm going to give you some prices that are going to knock your socks off.
I'm not wearing socks, but okay.
But if you were wearing socks, they'd be off, okay?
They're already off. But if you do want to call us right now, the number is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. Again, we're talking about stuff. Your stuff, our stuff. You just tune in, or if you're just, you've been listening the whole show and you've been a little bit too shy to call in, we are accepting your phone calls. We won't turn you away. We promise. We want to hear about your stuff. My dad gets excited when you say something like, hey, yeah, I have a cup and saucer. How people get excited about cup and saucers is beyond me, but he does it. He finds a way. We're going to continue to go on with the calls. We're going to go with Tom in Oshawa. Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Would you happen to know how much an 1852 gold 20 francs coin is worth?
Now, back in that time period, I don't know, I haven't got my book right in front of me, but is it 10 franc or 20 franc?
20.
20 franc. Generally, because back then, okay, the franc would be, and the franc and the ruble and the English sovereign were the gold that was traded all over the world, okay? And they made a lot of them. Some of these had 7, 8, 10 million of them minted. Okay.
Wow.
Now, you said 1852?
Yes.
I could look tomorrow. We have a book that has all the prices all over the thing. But not as much as you think, because they made a lot of them. And they're generally in really good condition because people didn't keep them in their pockets and spend them like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they would have been... But it's the weight of it. I think it's about a quarter of an ounce, a little less than a quarter of an ounce. So it's going to be at least around $400.
Wow.
And we buy mainly by weight. Go ahead.
How much gold? The reason it was my mother's, and she had a kind of a thick gold chain attached to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
it's 18 karat gold. How much
okay,
can you weigh it?
Okay, now you're this is a perfect segue. I'm just going to talk about this right now. 10 karat gold. I'm going to start at the bottom, go up. We're paying this week around $21 per gram. 14 karat gold is around $29 a gram. I want people to write these down because when they go into a shop and some guy gives them $15 a gram for what I'm saying here, they ought to know that 29 is a higher number. Yours, depending on the weight of your chain, it's going to be worth $37 a gram. Most watch chains are going to weigh around 40 grams. It's going to be 12 to 1400 for just the watch chain, the chain. Now, unfortunately, if you have it in a bezel, you probably ruined the collectability of the coin, which is what people did. Okay? So it's going to be worth the gold value. It's going to be 90% gold.
How much is the coin? Like, when you weigh it, is it all, are they the same carat, the coin?
No,
and the chain?
Your coin is going to be 90 carat, I'm sorry, it's going to be around 21 carats,
oh,
and
no.
Your chain is 18 carats. So this is why you have to make sure you go to a professional who knows what they're doing here. Generally, they'll clip the coin off, or they'll know the weight of it, and they can take it out that way.
Okay, can I ask one more?
Sure.
I have some old magazines that I'm not sure.
What's the subject matter?
They're not old. They're Inside Sports from 1980. The only reason I ask is they have an iconic sports centerfold in them, like Willie Mays' catch.
Yeah, no, but these are public domain type things. Now, if you have Sports Illustrated from 1954... the first couple of years are worth a lot of money. But people, because they got them subscriptions and the sports magazine was so popular, which we're going to talk about later, there's lots of them around. A lot. And they're in garages, and people paid, to, I think it was $2, $3, and they saved them because the covers and the stories. It's like people save National Geographics.
How about this one magazine I got? It's a picture biography of Muhammad Ali.
Ali star stuff does sell, but you're going to talk $5, $10 because Ali was collected by everybody.
Okay.
But if you had a ticket stub from his fight when he was Cassius Clay in the 1960 Olympics, I could probably get you $600 to $700 for it. This is what people throw away. What people collect after the fact. You got to remember two things. Giving it a value is one thing, but we have to make sure it gets sold. Okay. So it's got to be what someone else is willing to pay for. They're willing to pay for it to get it shipped there as well. And they collect it because they can't find it anywhere else. But your sport, Inside Sports, is going to be everywhere. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the call.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
Now let's go segue into what I want to talk about.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because people collect what is not readily available. Like, you know, the 1960, we were talking about $1867 dollars, everyone has them. Everyone has the Royal Daltons. They have the Hummels and stuff like that. A lot of people collect what's thrown away. Okay? This happens. Like, this is why I like the basement, the garage,
Not your garbage can, though.
Not the garbage can, no. But, okay, I want you to tell me what you think the most expensive lure in the world, just a fishing lure.
You said lure?
Yeah, fishing lure. How much is a fishing lure worth?
It depends. Do they catch the fish?
No, this is not. It's $101,000 was paid for a fishing lure.
What does it catch the fish for you?
No. It doesn't matter how many fish it catches. It can't possibly pay for itself.
That's not true.
At $101,000, this fishing lure has seen its last water. Okay? Like a movie post, things that people throw away the fishing lures. They don't even think about. This is what's in people's attics. A comic just sold for $3.6 million. These are U.S. prices, by the way. A cup and saucer, we sold one this week for only $180. The customer was, they said someone offered them $10. We got them $180 for it. On a movie poster, just a movie poster from 1930s. Okay.
Yeah, because everybody's got those.
Yeah, but they do have them. Some people have them. It were handed down to the family. Someone worked on the set. Someone lived in California. Whatever the reason, people have this stuff in the bottom of drawers. Just sold for $1 million for one movie poster.
Which one was it?
No, sorry. I take that back. 1 million euros. That's approximately $1.5 million.
Okay, which one is that?
That was Metropolis. Dracula only sold for $500,000.
Only, yeah. You know,
but I'm just saying, this is what people have. This is why they have lottery tickets in their basement, and they don't know about it sometimes, okay?
Well, if you
Wayne Gretzky card. You would know this. You know Wayne Gretzky, right?
Yes.
So a box of his baseball hockey cards from 1979-80 is worth around $50,000.
Okay. Well, if you have Dracula in your basement, or if you have Wayne Gretzky in your basement, are interested. So if you do want to call in right now, our number live is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. You like how I cut your rant? No, don't raise your hand. We're going to, the toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And more your calls when we come back.
Estates have a sentimental value and a real value. Which one do you think sells? An estate appraisal by Toronto Gold, Silver, and Coins is valued for the honesty and experience of Paul and Bogart, who always arrive with three options. They'll buy it from you, sell it for you, or tell you what the estate is worth. And their live online auction, held every month, is a great way to sell on consignment. Need an estate appraised? There's really only one choice. Call 905-737-GOLD.
Place over 100 vendors under one antique roof, all competing to give you the best deal. What do you think happens? The new Southworks Antiques in Cambridge, all 25,000 square feet, sat across the Grand River in Cambridge, selling antiques and nostalgia. The kind of neat stuff that has drawn Paul and Bogart here for more than 20 years. Passing through Cambridge? Stop by Southworks Antiques on Water Street and help yourself to free parking. You're going to be here a while. SouthworksAntiques.com. Let's make a deal.
Welcome back to Consignment Heroes. Over the break, we were kind of talking about how a fishing lure can be $101,000.
There was an underbidder.
No, what do you mean there was an underbidder?
Well, someone bid $101,000. Somebody bid $100,000. So actually, two people wanted it.
So two people wanted $100,000.
So there's going to be a whole waft of people getting in their car right now to go to Aberfoyle Antique Market and start. This is at Highway 6, just north of 401, and start looking for fishing lures.
That was a terrible plug.
That was a good plug.
No, like the way you just presented it, you got to work on it. We've been on radio for over 2 years now. You could have done better than that.
Okay, I'll work on it. But I bet you there are people thinking about, I'm serious, this actually sold. There's other plugs that only sold for $30,000, $40,000. But that's a lot of...
No, I'm convinced that people go online, like, you know what, I'm going to buy the most expensive...
It wasn't online. It was an auction.
Whatever. You go to an auction, you're going to buy the most expensive, ridiculous thing ever. Just so you can say you did it. Because it doesn't make any other sense than that. Turn off your phone. You, like, yes. Are you new to this?
Yeah, no, okay. Sorry.
So we are going to go to Carl in Palmerston.
Wait a minute, I wasn't done with my rant. Okay, go
good.
Ahead.
Carl?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you got for us today?
I have a 1948 radio, Canadian Westinghouse.
Okay, now is it brown or is it any color to it?
It's wood, it's brown.
Oh, it's a wood one, okay.
Yes, yes.
A tabletop or a floor standing?
Table.
Okay.
Now, I have sent an email to your store with a photograph of it.
Okay.
And unfortunately, when we came to the store with the radio, the gentleman said it had to wait for your approval.
I'm the only guy who does radio. You know, that kind of stuff.
To see what we're going to do with it.
Yeah. Now, it depends on which one it is. You say it's from 48, you think, eh? You know it's from 48, the way you said that.
I do.
Now, some guys, they'll make it back then. They just didn't have to, a radio would be made from a longer period of time as well, eh? Now, super rare. Depends on which one it is. It's got tubes. It's going to be cool.
Yes.
It's probably going to be a couple hundred dollars. Does it work still?
The wire, unfortunately, has gotten brittle and broken, so we're not able to plug it in.
Oh, no, we can do that. We can set that up. But
the woman who gave it to me was a very close friend of the family, and she worked for Westinghouse.
Now, see, here's where something happens that a lot of people underappreciate. It might have been a prototype. It might be just there's a difference between one that was sold in every one of the Eatons and Simpsons in the country. Or if she worked there, it might have been a floor model that they had in there as an example. And sometimes
I think it's just a general run-of-the-mill.
Okay. One. Well, we don't know what model it is, but that will make a difference. Westinghouse, these radios will go anywhere between $100 and $500. What people really like are the colored ones, the reds, the yellows, the blues, the plastics. Like a fatter radio is still worth about $1,500. Some of these Emersons, what they like is the colors and the modern look to them, okay? Radios are in there, and I find in people's basement, I said, the knobs off of Fata, which can be, say you had a red and white one, and the knobs are red, the knobs would probably be worth about $100 for the set, just for the knobs, because people are trying to replace them to put their radios together, okay?
Right.
So I'd like to see it. Call me to make sure I'm there. This is the problem because I'm out seeing a lot of people and you know something, I run out of day before I run out of work. There's enough people I have to see all the time. And a lot of time I try and spend as much time in the store as I can, but I've got emergencies or people have deadlines. And if someone's finally decided that they want to downsize, I don't want to let them procrastinate, me not show up for 2 weeks and they change their minds. You know, all right, or someone come in and take advantage of them. But bring it in, and I'm sure I can help you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. If you do want to bring it in, it is at 10,341 Yonge Street, just north and Yonge, north of Major McKenzie. And the unit, it's unit number 2, and the number if you want to call us is... South of the Wall is 905-737-4653. What'd you point at me for?
No, we got calls. I want to rant more, but go to a call.
Rant. You can rant off air. Look in the mirror and you can rant to yourself. We're going to go to Lori in Hamilton. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you got for us today?
Well, I have some sports memorabilia from the 20s to the 40s about baseball, and it includes a couple of pictures of Babe Ruth. One when he's when he was in jail, and also
he was in jail.
He'd go to jail all the time for drinking and beating up people. Anyways, Joe DiMaggio, two pictures of him, and one is signed, which is very rare for him.
A DiMaggio signed autograph, and something like that, we'd have to verify and stuff. Shame you don't have a Ruth picture. Now, here's another thing, though. I should say this. There are two types of pictures. Ones that are you collected out of magazines, But if you have original photos of Babe Ruth or DiMaggio or something, I don't know if they were ever in Hamilton or something like
one,
that.
One is very original, and it also has a picture of somebody sitting on his knee. And I've had people say it was Joe Kinsenko when he was like 10 years old or something.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
Now, something like this, these original photos can go up for $500 to $1,000, where 5 years ago people weren't collecting them, and now they are. Take advantage when people are collecting stuff. And I'd have to see them and take a look at what the quality is and what you have. But if you've got stuff, 20s to 40s is a glorious time. You don't have any cards, do you, from that time period?
Top condition. And there's like a full binder with like all the players that played and how played.
I'm going to give you to our producer here, and I'm going to take your number, because something like this, you sound like you have a lot of stuff. It's a glorious time, and I guarantee that I'm going to get you some money for it, okay? I guarantee it.
Okay, so if you can just hold on the line, you know, we'll get your information off air, and we can coordinate something during the week.
In Hamilton, Hamilton's. I'm going by Hamilton today, actually, because I'm going to Niagara Falls with my wife. But thank you, and I can help you with this. And two ways I'll help you with this, okay? I can either tell you what it's worth, or we'll be able to come up with a value for it.
Okay, so how are you going to say I'm going to give you to our producer? Like, no, you don't say it like that. You say you're going to hold on the line, and we're going to give information off.
Okay, it's my first day on radio. Go to the next call.
We're going to go to Dennis in Brampton. Hey, Dennis?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I have a Mansfield-based guitar. I got it a long time ago, and it's been sitting in storage because I couldn't afford an amplifier for it.
Okay. What kind of guitar?
A Mansfield.
Okay.
It's been sitting in storage for over 40 years, but it's in mint condition, and I would like to know what would that be worth?
I'd have to see. Now, here's a problem with having it in storage. Okay, you know that last week we talked, I found in a garage two Lotus Elan cars that haven't been driven in probably 37 years. Unfortunately, they're worth, if they were in mint shape and had been upkept, they'd be worth between $30,000 and $40,000 each. But because they haven't been driven, they're going to have to be all overhauled. They're going to be sold between $8,000 and $10,000.
Oh.
Okay? Now, this is the difference on, like, say, something like this. So your guitar, if it's been storage, it depends if it's been dry. If it can be too dry, it can crack. It can be not kept in the optimum conditions. So I'd actually have to see it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if it haven't got a and we'd have to try it, it's probably going to be perfect. And it'll probably sell, depending on what model number it is, it'll sell, I don't know, a couple thousand dollars, you know? But I have to see what it is.
Yeah, the funny part about it is there are no kind of numbers or anything on it to see what I can go by.
It might be custom. We'll have to do it. We photo match.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like this, if we can't find the model number, which I do, is we photo match. And we use the internet to do that and photo match. Then we find out what model it is. Then we find out the closest model to it, or we find out the time period that it was built. A lot of things come into play then. Half of our job is IDing stuff. Then we find out, after we ID it, then we find out the value for it.
Okay.
Okay?
So if I want you to take a look at it, you said that you were on Yonge Street, right?
Yes. We're at 10,341 Yonge Street. You might have to leave it there. That might take a couple of days to figure it out, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I'll have to sit there and do the photo matching on it. Or I don't know everything, but I know people who do. I have a music expert who can actually help me out with it, okay?
Okay. I one more thing I have is I have a 1972 Massey Ferguson financial statement.
Oh.
It's in mint condition.
People are more mad at Massey than want to collect it. It might be $10, you know. But I have to go. We're running out of show before we run out of things to say here.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Because I want to emphasize, I'm trying to sell these two Lotus Elans. I also have a 1980s Rolls Royce, which I didn't get a chance to say because.
Well, hold on. Whoa. What do you mean 1980s Rolls Royce? How are you going to drop that in the show?
I was trying to drop into the show, but you cut me off my ramp.
I could use a new car.
I could tell you.
Or an old car.
I was going to say that a Rolls Royce sold for $13 million. And we have a 1980s Rolls Royce. The most expensive car in the world was a Rolls Royce that sold for $13 million.
Okay.
I don't know if they drive around. There's a couple of Bugattis in town that sell for $4 million. But we have a Rolls Royce going to be offered to us that we're going to be selling. And it's 1980, I think. We're still working on the details on it. Okay. We have one call. Can we get through it quickly?
No, we can't. We're out of time.
They have to call back next week?
No, we have about 50 seconds left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So our store is in 10341 Yonge Street. It's a Yonge and Major McKenzie, just north of Major McKenzie, unit number 2. The number is...
That's the music. You guys stop talking. Okay. What I need to say is I want to get some people. We're hiring right now. We need listers and we need... If people have their grandkids and need jobs for the summer, we are hiring right now. I need 2 or 3 people coming up because we are that busy with all our callers. I want to thank everyone for listening. Now you can say something.
Well, if our store, again, is 905-737-4653 before you want to do your pitch of hiring everybody. But thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the long weekend. Stay safe. Have a good weekend.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.